people do not honor God in no way, no, this so disrespectful, claim to be a believer. Some do. Some of them just down, straight out, I'm an atheist. I hate God. And you know what's, when somebody say that, you know what's coming out of that person? That's a demon talking. Yeah, they hate God. I hate God. Then you get the religious demon like he loved God. That lying joker, all he want to do is deceive you. Let me read. Y'all still out there, you going home. Hallelujah. Alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling had given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with what? Greediness. See, you notice what he said? Work all uncleanness. Now, I'm pretty sure I'm going to talk about some of it later on. Because see, you and I wonder why children, young adults, people act like they do. They're full of demons. And you think that's what, and you can't even pray? That's the only answer, the word and prayer. You ain't going to reason out of it. And no, you can't reason no demon out of a person. You got to cast that sucker out. And that's why they want to live all these kind of lifestyle. And they so and then the one that's pushing it. Now you watch this. The one that's pushing it to encourage them to do it, they are motivated by demons too. I don't care how cute you are. I don't care how much education you have. I don't care how much. I'm gonna make a statement here. And it's such a crying shame. Everybody is so proud to me. And I'm not putting the man down, just make a statement. Because he embraced every kind of ungodly, filthy thing that ever come up. Our previous president. Think about that for a minute. He embraced a homosexual. He embraced a lesbian. He embraced all the field. And quite naturally, you know, he's going to be popular with them because that's what the devil wants. But nobody wants to stand up and tell the truth and set it on the line and lay it out like it is. I said, nobody. You find when somebody do that, you are an old hell raiser. That's what they call you. Old fashioned. Don't know what you're doing. You ain't up to time. I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to stay with the old-fashioned gospel of Jesus Christ. You ain't going to change me from it. This gospel must be preached. Hello. All right, watch this. He said, wait, I stopped at verse 19. Yeah, verse 20. But you have not so what? You have not so learned Christ. If so be that you heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former what? Conversation lifestyle. Once you get born again, why do you keep fornicating? Why you keep drugging? Why you keep cheating? Why you keep lying? Why you keep doing all this stuff you were doing? Whistling it, backbiting. Why you keep spreading lies? Why you getting somebody's face and go, hee, hee, hee. And then in somebody else's face time, they turn their back, you saying something there about them. Why you doing that? And you say you just left that lifestyle and you true to God. Why you get behind people back and run them down? And think it ain't gonna cost you? You think it ain't gonna cost you just because you got getting by with it? Because you gonna see that down the road. What's your old man? So that shall he also reap. I did not say it. I'm just repeating what was said. And when you meet it, then a lot of them, when they get in trouble, they want to come here or somebody else and wants to pray it off you. No, you're going to have to repent. God didn't get, he's still not mad at you. But he sure will judge that sin you in. If you don't repent, it's going to cost you. And there's something, you get in it. I remember this story Brother Hagin told. He called together the student body. And they were praying, I think it was the third night. They came together the first night and they prayed for this guy about to die. So they came together, I think it was the third night that he was down praying. He said he got, and he said to the Lord, Lord, you're not taking hold with me on this. And he said, I'm not. He said, why? Because he's going to die. Why, Lord? He set some things in motion. You can't reverse it. See, that's why you don't play with sin. And sometimes people set stuff in motion. You just are praying and praying and praying. You can't reverse it. And that's what sin will do. It'll deceive you. And you think you're doing all right while you're doing it. But you get to a place where you get to a place somebody else done prayed you out and kept you alive and prayed you out. But you get to a place where you set that thing and that person or the people, I don't care how many, I don't care if a million pray it, they can't reverse it. That's why he told me to teach you to observe all things. Just because you're getting by and the person you're talking about and the person you're doing that to don't hear you, God hear you. Amen. And he's not going to let you get away with that. Boy, it's so quiet in here tonight. He's not going to let me get away with that. That's the reason why I fear God. I have great honor and respect for the Father. I can't. Good. Pressure. We'll have to stop time. Let me do this. And we'll pick up here the next time. I want you to hear it. You can go home and read it. Because the next time I'm going to read it from another translation. It says, now listen to what it says. He said in verse 22, that you put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, notice what he said, which is after God, creating righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore put away lying, speaking every man the truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. But rather let him what? Labor working with his hand, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the edifying, to the use of edifying, that you may minister grace to the hearers and give and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamorous and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. You can go read that over again. We're going to pick up at verse 20 the next time that we're back. And boy, are we loaded. The Holy Ghost got some things to say to his people. And it will be so wide. See, God not trying to condemn nobody. He wanted to, he said, teach. People need to know the truth. You make the choice when the heat is on, you know, when the heat is on, and you made the choice to get over there, you can't blame nobody but yourself. But if you make the choice, I'm going to trust God. Then when the devil starts messing, you rise up with like a fortress. And you rebuke that sucker, say, you better get that mess out of here. You're not bringing it in my house or my life. Amen.